Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from Maud at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, June the 14th. I'm Margaret.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Joris.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoying this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we'll start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 4:45 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:34 p.m. The temperatures will be getting warmer, peaking at 23 Celsius, 73 Fahrenheit by Monday.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you struggle telling your debit card from your credit card? It is so quite easy to tactile mark them to make it easier. Just cut a very small groove with a pair of scissors on the one corner, enabling you to feel the difference between a cut and a non-cut one. If you have several cards, you could mark two small cuts to tactile mark each one differently. You can also use this tip to distinguish store loyalty or membership cards. The other technique to use is to put your cards in different sections in your purse or wallet. It is really easy worth thinking about how to make it easier to manage your cards and your money, as there are lots of ways to make it easier. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet. It could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Fancy testing your skills in the kitchen? Why not come and join Tim at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley for our next cooking session for those with sight loss? On June the 26th, he will be leading a bread and cake baking Beacon Bake Off session. It will run between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and cost £6 per person. Six places are available. If you would like to book, contact Tim on 01902 880 111 or email tjukes@beaconvision.org.
Head to the Symphony Hall in Birmingham on Saturday, June the 17th, for the Best of James Bond, a concert celebrating the UK's most famous Secret Service agent with all the iconic music and songs from over 50 years, including From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, For Your Eyes Only and License to Kill. There will also be a tribute to other spies and detectives from around the world, from the Pink Panther and Poirot to Hoey 5-0 and the Avengers. Tickets are priced between £16 and £42, including ticket commission. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. and to book, ring 0121 780 3333.
Would you like to take a trip to one of Wolverhampton's best loved curry restaurants? The Beacon Centre has organised a trip to Indigo's restaurant on June the 24th at 7 p.m. Join Hayley and Ninda and others for an evening of great food and company. Places need to be booked this week, and please note, on top of your meal, there is a £2 active eyes charge, which does not apply to guides or carers. To book, contact Tim on 01902 880 111.
If you are looking for a fun day out this Sunday, June the 18th, you can head to Kinver Country Fair. Organisers say there is a fantastic array of entertainment, including equestrian displays from the Cavalry of Heroes, plus live music, dance, vintage vehicles, craft activities, stalls galore, children's fun and games, fine food, teas, pims and real ale. Organisers of the annual event are also working closely with the National Trust to celebrate the centenary of Kinver Edge and its famous rock houses. It's 100 years since the Trust took over of the ownership of the Edge. Come along to their centre on Stag Meadow to find out more and join in some fun activities. There is also a display of Kinver history over the last 100 years in our competitions tent. Tickets are £5 online in advance at www.kinvercountryfair.com or £6 on the door.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you, Margaret. Now it is time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Almost 300 volunteers who support the Beacon Centre have been honoured for their dedication at a special ceremony. A total of 290 volunteers, ranging in age from 16 to over 90, have provided an amazing 50,000 hours supporting the Beacon Centre over the past year. Their roles include retail support, day centre assistance, technology help, visiting people at home, administration work, and much more. The work of the volunteers in supporting the charity were recognised at a celebratory afternoon tea, which took place at the Beacon Centre's Sedgley base. Several awards were handed out, including Volunteer of the Year for the Sedgley site, which went to the Ryan Furness, who has been with the charity since 2012. She goes to the centre twice a week and helps with numerous tasks, including fundraising, lunch clubs and community events. The Starbridge Volunteer of the Year was named as Pat Stenston, who has been volunteering in the day centre since 2011. She helps with lots of activities such as crafts, exercise, socials, quizzes, cooking sessions and more. Beacon's Retail Volunteer of the Year is Stephen Keenan, who has sight loss himself and has been helping in the Hell's Erin shop since November 2015. He loves to talk to customers and goes the extra mile by raising money for the Beacon Centre by doing raffles. Current volunteer opportunities include day centre assistance in Starbridge, home visiting volunteers, grant and trust support volunteers and community voice volunteers. Beacon Centre's volunteer coordinator Rachel Shaw said, "All our volunteers are invaluable. We could not do our work without their help. They really enrich our work by bringing new ideas, giving generous amounts of time and enthusiasm. We are grateful to all our volunteers for choosing to dedicate time to the charity and would like to say a very big thank you for all that they do. We are always looking for more people to offer their time and commitment with a genuine desire to help, so if you are interested, please do get in touch. For more information about volunteering at the Beacon Centre, please email bsinar@beaconvision.org or ring Becky Sinar on 01902 880 111. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Louise.
Bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Joyce.